Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Aer Lingus says customers travelling through Dublin Airport today can expect delays and cancellations due to disruption caused by a Europe-wide technical issue impacting check-in and boarding systems. Airlines are also dealing with the knock-on effect from the evacuation of Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport yesterday, which was evacuated as a precaution when a suspicious piece of luggage was found but later declared safe by the Army's bomb disposal unit. We're joined on the line now by aviation and travel journalist Owen Corrie. Owen, what's causing all this disruption today and who's affected?
Good afternoon, Justin. A lot of people affected. We've got quite a few cancellations today. Dublin has lost 13 flights. They'd lost 13 flights yesterday. It's actually a mirror of yesterday. Today, 4 outbound and 9 inbound. Yesterday, it was 9 in outbound and 4 inbound, plus 1 diversion. A lot of this is the cyber attack. We have lost 2 rotations to Heathrow. One of them just about to, was supposed to take off exactly now, the EI-166. And we lost the Brussels rotation this morning. But then there's the knock-on from the Terminal 2 evacuation yesterday. Minneapolis outbound today has been lost. And then the flights that didn't take off yesterday because of the evacuation, Philadelphia, Washington, Indianapolis, and one of our Chicago flights didn't come in this morning. So 13 flights in all. I've seen internationally a little bit better. There was talk of 140 flights being cancelled in Brussels today. That actually came down to about 75 in the end. What we're looking at, though, is a little bit of a move from cancellations and delays to the baggage hall, still very problematic. A lot of passengers posting pictures on social media. Yesterday it was queues. Today it's a lot of people waiting up 4 or 5 hours for baggage and piles of baggage with nobody to collect them.
And how long do you think this disruption will go on for, Owen?
Justin, aviation is good at this. They generally get things sorted out. It happens with major weather events. It happens with strikes. And generally, about 24 hours should sort it out. There are bigger questions, of course, lurking in the background. Technology that was used by Collins Aerospace, very, very large American corporation, very big Irish presence in Shannon particularly. The multi-user system environment, the MUSE system, how that was hacked. The data people in Brussels will be very interested to know. There's already a little bit of belligerence between the Europeans and the Trump administration in America about protection of data, how that was breached and how much chaos was caused in a short period. Only 3 airports really affected: Brussels, Berlin, Heathrow, and of course the systems in Dublin Airport were back to manual check-in, so that slowed things round down. It hasn't actually caused cancellations directly at Dublin, but as I say, cancellations on the Heathrow and Brussels rotations caused by it, sort of sending aviation back, not so much to the Stone Age, but to the paper age. You probably remember that, Justin.
I do indeed. Thank you very much, Owen, for speaking with us today. That's Owen Corrie, travel and aviation journalist.